You're listening to WAER News at WAER.org and NPR One. I'm Katie Zolkowski. Election Day set records across the country for high voter turnout, and Onondaga County was no exception to this national trend. Commissioner of the Board of Elections Dustin Zarni explains why this midterm was unlike any other.
We'll probably get around 63% to 65%, and that's much higher than previous midterm. In 2014, we got 50% or 49%, and in 2010, we got 52%. So this is a pretty significant jump. It's close to presidential level turnout.
With nearly 180 polling places across the county, Zarni says there were no significant lines or complications for voters on Election Day. The Board of Elections is now focused on counting absentee and affidavit ballots.
We have about 10,000 absentees and about 500 affidavit ballots. Those are being reviewed right now, and once the 19th comes around, we will have observers from both campaigns and parties allowed to come in and watch us open the absentee ballots and count them then.
Two local races will be decided by absentee ballots, a Spafford Town Council seat and New York Senate District 50 were both deemed too close to call on Tuesday. The Senate race between John Mannion and Bob Antonacci is to replace former Senate Majority Leader John DeFrancisco. Zarni says the increase of absentee ballots this year might leave the candidates waiting longer than usual for results.
I mean, we're looking at double the amount of absentee votes that we got from last year. So anytime you have that kind of volume, it definitely will extend the time.
According to Zarni, the delayed results could be released as early as Thanksgiving. For more on this and other local news stories, you can visit our website, waer.org.